fourth person in the killing of an 8-year-old boy. I'm Megan Cloherty.
Security and safety issues forced the cancellation of the Marine Corps Marathon. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After the CDC backs COVID booster shots, the governor of Maryland says he's ready. 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Steve Kathan. For months, President Biden has urged people to get a COVID-19 vaccination. Now he's encouraging eligible people to get the newly approved Pfizer booster shot.
That group makes up 60 million Americans who are now eligible for a booster with 6 months after their second shot.
CBS's Natalie Brand.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky signed off on a series of recommendations made by an advisory committee agreeing boosters should be offered to people 65 and up. It will also be available to people 18 and older with underlying health conditions. But in an unusual twist, she overruled the committee, putting back in the recommendation for a third dose to individuals whose jobs might put them at risk, such as health care workers.
Vice President Harris appeared remotely, not in person, on TV's The View today after two co-hosts tested positive for COVID.
What happened is that Sonny and Anna both apparently tested positive for COVID. No matter how hard we try, these things happen. They probably have a breakthrough case and they'll be okay, I'm sure, because they're both vaccinated.
President Biden says there will be consequences for border agents seen this week on horseback intimidating Haitian migrants. A Texas official says just over 200 remain at that once crowded encampment. Iran's foreign minister says his country intends to resume negotiations on the 2015 nuclear agreement. Daryl Kimball is executive director of the Arms Control Association.
It appears as though pressure from the international community here in New York at the UN is encouraging them to return sooner than later to the negotiating table.
Well, the House has passed a bill guaranteeing a woman's right to an abortion. It's mostly symbolic. Republican opposition in the Senate will doom the measure. Supply chain trouble persisting in the pandemic. And as CBS's Elise Preston tells us, a top retailer is now putting some limits on some things that are hard to find.
Costco announced it will once again limit sales on items like toilet paper, bottled water, and cleaning supplies. Shipping delays and truck driver shortages are to blame for the restrictions. As a result, some items are seeing delivery delays as long as 3 weeks. Costco has not outlined how many of each of the limited items customers will be able to buy.
Draft report of the Republican effort to review the 2020 vote in Arizona's largest county will show Joe Biden did win there. And pushed by former President Trump, Texas has ordered a look at the vote in the state's 4 largest counties. Mr. Trump lost 3 of them, but won the state. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 4 points. This is CBS News.
Fever is the number one COVID symptom, so be safe with an accurate thermometer. Only Exogen is proven accurate in more than 100 studies. Learn more at Exogen.com.
103 on WTOP. It's Friday, September 24. Sunny and 71 now. We're heading to the mid-70s. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis.
And I'm Michelle Bash. The top local stories we're following this hour.
Breaking news on WTOP.
2 D.C. police officers have been indicted on federal charges in connection with the death of Karan Hilton Brown in Northwest D.C. last fall. The rare federal indictment against an officer and his supervisor comes 11 months after 20-year-old Brown sped into traffic on his moped in an attempt to get away from a police chase. Brown collided with a car and suffered a traumatic brain injury. He died days later. Shortly after the incident, police said that Officer Terrence Sutton was pursuing Brown because he was spotted riding on the sidewalk without a helmet. The indictment charges 12-year veteran Terrence Sutton with second-degree murder and alleges he and his lieutenant, Andrew Zabowski, conspired to hide the circumstances of the traffic crash from D.C. police officials.
A month after an 8-year-old boy playing video games in an apartment was shot and killed through a patio door, 4 men have now been indicted. Prosecutors say only 3 of them are responsible for the shooting that took the boy's life. The 4th man was the target.
Charging documents say that 21-year-old Dominique Johnson was standing on the balcony of his Landover apartment on August 23rd when a car pulled into the parking lot and someone in the passenger side opened fire in his direction. The bullets missed Johnson, but hit PJ Evans, who was playing inside with his cousin. The three men who prosecutors say were in the car are charged with murder, attempted murder, assault, and weapons charges. Charging documents say a day earlier, Johnson admitted to shooting at 21-year-old Mark Nwacha, who was arrested that night. The next day, documents say Nwacha's brother, Desmond, and a friend, George Shaman, picked him up from jail. And 3 hours later, all three men participated in the retaliatory shooting that killed the little boy. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
A big disappointment today for thousands of runners. The 2021 Marine Corps Marathon, which was set for the end of next month, has been canceled.
It's the second consecutive year that the race has been changed from live to virtual. Organizers said today they exhausted all possibilities to try to go ahead with the race, but security and safety precautions now in place kept them from doing so. Runners can take part in a virtual event between October 1st and November 10th. If you're registered for this year's race, you can get a refund, run the virtual race, or use the registration for next year's planned marathon. The Marine Corps Marathon attracts runners from all 50 states and more than 50 countries. It's one of the largest in the world and the largest not to offer prize money. Christopher Criss, WTOP News.
Maryland's governor says the state has the supply and capacity to provide COVID booster shots to anyone who needs one. In a statement following the CDC's approval of Pfizer booster shots, Governor Larry Hogan says state health officials have directed providers to immediately make those shots available to Marylanders who received their second Pfizer dose at least 6 months ago. Governor Hogan says the federal government should expedite approval of COVID vaccines for children ages 5 to 11. The governor added the state is looking for clear guidance for people who receive the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines.
Meanwhile, in Virginia, the state's vaccination coordinator says the health department has been preparing for a booster rollout. Dr. Danny Avula added that they are confident they will have an adequate supply. And Avula says the state is establishing other vaccination sites to ensure that eligible Virginians will be able to access the booster.
Coming up after a check of traffic and weather.
Metro shares the latest on a proposal to ban riders arrested for sex crimes or dangerous weapons. I'm Melissa Howell.
It's 107.
Beautiful homes start from the floors up at FloorMax. All in-stock, kid-proof, pet-proof, waterproof floors are now on sale at FloorMax with up to 50% off. That's all in-stock, kid-proof, pet-proof, waterproof floors on sale now at FloorMax. Plus, act now and you'll also get 0% financing, up to 50% off. Act now while supplies last. Get your new floors at FloorMax now. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit FloorMaxFloors.com. That's FloorMaxFloors.com. See store for selection and details.
It was a long, hot summer. Time to give your car a cool, refreshing oil change. Get started at Advance Auto Parts with an oil change bundle. 5 quarts of Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol, or Pennzoil Full Synthetic Oil, and